This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, June 1st, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A Chinese pastor who has already served a 2.5-year sentence in a communist prison was assaulted and beaten by communist police on May 23rd. Pastor Yang Hua of Livingstone House Church in Guiyang was critically wounded in the attack and later treated at a local hospital, reports International Christian Concern. Reuters reports that South Korea's birth rate per woman had dropped to a grim 0.84, the lowest in the world, and perhaps the lowest for any nation in the history of the world, reports Reuters. That's a drop off from 0.92 just a year earlier. And the nation's capital, Seoul, sports a miserable 0.64 birth rate. This has occurred despite the government investing billions of dollars each year on child care subsidies, cash bonuses, and maternity leave support. The result? South Korea will max out its population in a few years and lose 41% of its population in the next 80 years. Sadly, Japan is following the same trend. Meanwhile, China's problem is its sex selection abortions, resulting in a population imbalance of 35 million more men than women, reports the South China Morning Post. The problem continues year by year. There were 640,000 more boys than girls born in China in 2020. Zephaniah chapter 3 speaks of God's righteous judgments on the nations. The Lord is righteous in her midst. He will do no unrighteousness. Every morning he brings his justice to light. He never fails. But the unjust knows no shame. I have cut off nations. Their fortresses are devastated. I have made their streets desolate, with none passing by. Their cities are destroyed. There is no one, no inhabitant. President Joe Biden's proposed budget for 2022 will ratchet the federal control of the U.S. economy to 29%, reports the Congressional Budget Office. The federal outlays averaged 20 to 22% of the GDP between 1980 and 2019, with 2020 reaching 31% during the COVID crisis. The estimated federal outlays in 2021 stand at about 27% of the GDP, or $5.76 trillion, according to the Congressional Budget Office. This amounts to the largest increase in the federal government as a percentage of the gross domestic product since the days of Franklin Delano Roosevelt in the 1930s and 40s. Also of historic note, the president's new budget makes no mention of the Hyde Amendment. For the last 45 years, federal budgets prohibited the use of funds for abortions, reports LifeNews.com, until President Joe Biden. Proverbs 28 verses 15 and 16 says, "Like a roaring lion and a charging bear is a wicked ruler over poor people. A ruler who lacks understanding is a great oppressor, but he who hates covetousness will prolong his days." Forbes magazine points out that the U.S. has given the Palestinians $6.3 billion in foreign aid since 1950, and Obama maxed out the annual gift to $400 million in 2014. To his credit, President Trump put an end to the foreign aid. But in April of this year, the Biden administration promised to turn it back on. Disturbingly, only weeks after the U.S. recommitment to fund the Palestinians, the rocket started flying toward Israel. $215 million thus far has been committed by the Biden administration. David Kapelian of WorldNetDaily.com announced that the conservative Christian news source is facing what he calls, quote, an existential threat, end quote. The organization has had to cut staff under the thumb of the cancel culture. Kapelian cited the Southern Poverty Law Center, which characterized WorldNet Daily as, quote, an extremist group, end quote. Also, WorldNet Daily's support of Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, earned the organization a YouTube demonetization. Three major online ad companies canceled WorldNet Daily because of what they call, quote, hate speech, end quote. And Facebook has suppressed WorldNet daily traffic by up to 90%, confining the conservative news source to, quote, Facebook jail, end quote. Further corruption of children comes from the children's channel Nickelodeon with the reboot of Rugrats, a 1990s TV animated show. The mother of the two main characters will be a lesbian, reports the Christian Post. The target audience? Children between the ages of 2 and 11 years old. More Mount Everest records set this year, as Arthur Muir, age 75, became the oldest American to summit the 29,000-foot peak, reports the Associated Press. Also, a female Hong Konger set another record for speed this year. Sang Yin Hung made the hike from base camp in less than 26 hours, reports the New York Post. Filling in for Kevin Swanson on Generations Radio, I interviewed Dr. Erwin Lutzer over 2 days about his new book entitled We Will Not Be Silenced, Responding Courageously to Our Culture's Assault on Christianity. I addressed his chapter on how the left is sexualizing our kids. How do these sexually graphic discussions in the public schools serve to advance their cultural Marxist goals?
By the destruction of the family and the confusion of children. You see, if you can take children out of their God-given roles as boys and girls and tell them they can switch and they can be this or they can be that, that kind of confusion destroys the family. And as we talked previously, it is so important in Marxism that the family be destroyed.
To hear my full 30-minute interview with Dr. Erwin Lutzer about his new book, We Will Not Be Silenced, go to generations.org/radio. And finally, on this Memorial Day weekend, we remember those words of George Washington when the British abandoned the siege of Boston on March 17, 1776. He said, quote, "This must be ascribed to the interposition of that providence, which has manifestly appeared in our behalf through the whole of this important struggle. May that being, who is powerful to save, and in whose hands is the fate of nations, look down with an eye of tender pity and compassion upon the whole of the United Colonies," end quote. At the end of the war, Washington wrote, quote, "I hope we shall not forget that to divine providence is to be ascribed the glory and the praise," end quote. Amen. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, June 1st in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.